giriş yapalım. Evet. Hollywood'un en ünlü yönetmenlerinden Oliver Stone oğlu da son derece ünlü. ABD'de hem yönetmen hem oyuncu Sean
Alistone.
Adnan evet. Oktar'la nasıl bir tanışıklık sorayım?
Did you get into touch with Mr. Adnan Oktar? Met him.
Yes, actually, he found me through his people contacted me as soon as they heard that I had accepted Islam in Iran, and they wanted me to meet with Mr. Oktar, and I was very interested because they expressed to me that he is doing work on conciliation, in a sense, between the peoples of the book, the peoples of the Abrahamic line. So he's working with many Jews and Christians and even Masons. I'm a Freemason myself, so it was very interesting to me that he's open to this dialogue, which is exactly the reason why I accepted Islam, is because I believe
I guess we need have to make
a dialogue of civilization.
Bundan Yahudi kökenleri de var bildiğim kadarıyla evet. Stone ailesinin. İsrail ve İran ilişkilerine bak. Oradan bakıp da bir öz eleştiri, yani geçmişine ya da kimliğine bir eleştiri yapıyor.
Evet. Since Israel, there is a conflict between Israel and Iran. Do you have a self-criticism because of that? You criticize yourself. How do you look at this? I'm just...
I think it's about time that we have to make peace between the West and the East. And this is the region. The Middle East is really the place where we're going to make the peace in the world.
I wish there would be peace after 9/11. We can only talk about Islamofascism in the West, right?
No. Because that's bad history. That's based on the history of Harvard University in Oxford, actually. It's a British Empire philosophy. The British Empire basically sent agents to the West, people like Bernard Lewis, to promote the idea of Islamofascism, to promote the idea of a clash of civilizations. They had this idea since 1979, before the Afghan War of the Russians. And the purpose, the strategy for them was to create the clash based on the idea of radical Islam versus Western civilization. And this is not true. It's a lie, and it's time to put it to rest and realize that Christian, Jews, Muslims have lived historically together in this region, all over the world as well. Serbia and places like Serbia, Croatia, in China, Russia.
Acaba İstanbul'a gelerek Mehdi'yi mi ziyarete geldi?
This is the time for Mehdiism. Are you looking for Mehdi and that's the reason why you came to Istanbul or any other reason?
Am I looking for him here? Maybe. You know, I believe in Mehdi. I believe that there's a spirit of light that's coming into the world now. 2012 is a very important year. And everyone, their consciousness will shift in a very rapid and transformative way. There's something that is inspired by God, by light, and you can't quite understand it according to old materialistic thinking. You have to actually have an understanding of faith that there will be a transformation in the world now.
Bu alanda Müslümanlığı kabul edişinin etkilerini görecek miyiz?
He's asking how is it going to affect your lifestyle, Islam. He thinks that your outlook is going to be probably the same. It's not going to change. But it's going to affect your life.
Will you become an activist as a Muslim or not?
We talk about this with Harun Yahya, for example. And anyone is a Muslim, so long as you accept that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a prophet, the last prophet of God. So even if you're a Jew, there are many Jews who accept that. Maybe they don't say it openly, but they may be rabbis and they can accept Muhammad. And they would be Muslim, but they say, I prefer to, you know, be in the tradition of the Torah and to protect the Torah. There are Christians who feel the same way. They do not necessarily believe that Christ is God. They don't believe in the Trinity and that concept. So they can still be Muslim, but they say they're Christian. I spoke openly to accept Islam, to say that Islam is a tradition of the Abrahamic religions. I am Jewish, Christian, Muslim.
2012'de bu yıl içinde inancını değiştirdi değil mi?
Evet. Doğru birkaç diyor. Ay oldu. Evet.
Birkaç ay oldu. Bu birkaç aydan sonra işleri nasıl etkilendi?
What happened after these few months ago you became a Muslim? How is it your profession affected from that? Your business? And because it says it might be difficult to have your close circles, how has it affected with your relation with your close circles in the Hollywood?
You know, at the initial time there was some concern from people we were working with, investors who were a little bit shocked, and they didn't know if this was some kind of radical move, if I had lost my mind. But after talking with them or with my producers, everyone knows that I have not changed. It has not affected me, as far as I know, in any negative sense. In fact, it's opened up some possibilities. Some people, you know, I've met people like Harun Yahya and others who come forward and want me to speak and advocate as a peacemaker, let's say.